Welcome on this webinar on leadership and influence, which is going to start in a few seconds. So just grab a cup of coffee or tea, whatever is your favorite. Take a comfortable seat and we'll start our conversation. Okay, just before we start, I would love to have your comments or questions on Facebook so we can actually discuss them and answer. I want to also finish a few minutes before so we have a few questions to discuss in the Q&A. A few words about myself, Joël Vuillet-Donchan. I'm actually a Swiss, married to a Malaysian, that's the other part of my name. And I'm actually here at the moment in Munich in a hotel that had been renovated and have a fairly creative lighting system. You can see the shape of the light. It's pretty amusing. It's a wonderful privilege to have been invited by David to bring my niche, my topic, which is influence. Thank you very much, David, for the privilege and the opportunity and for the great work you do and the great community you created. Now, my first question to you is, when you think about influence, what does come to your mind? Just think a few seconds. What comes to your mind? To be honest, for me, fairly quickly, I thought about manipulation, the negative influence, bring people to something that they don't want to do, but we want to force on them. But obviously, as you know, especially in the social media, influence is extremely important. And in fact, it's the basic of leadership. As John Maxwell was saying, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So just think a moment. If you are a top leader in a company or you are top leader in the industry, but you have absolutely zero influence, you can't get anything done. Now, think about the opposite. You have no official status. And that's the case of a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of coaches. You have no official status. But you informally are the person everybody goes to because they know you have absolutely something to say and great value to add. That is true influence. And that's what we're going to talk about in this course. How can we have influence regardless of the environment and the status we have? So leadership, in fact, and here I'm talking about the wider sense of leadership, you surely understand that, is actually about people, not about a position. Now, my first question is, who do you influence? Or who do you want to influence? Maybe you don't have a team. maybe you don't have even a family. But who do you want to bring on board with you in a team? Who are your stakeholder? Actually, logically, your clients should be there. Your prospect, your clients. The community. The medias. That would be great as well. Who do you want to influence? And I have another question for you. Why do you want to influence them? That sounds very obvious. That I have a product to sell. I want to be a coach in this area. I need client. I need money. Yes. But I'm not really sure people are buying that. Unless they trust you. And you see, trust is the most expensive currency at the moment. I spent 4 days at different side events of the World Economic Forum. And it's fairly clear that our society faces major distrust at the moment. Most distrust people, just for the side comments, politician. Number two, media. Number three, business leaders. If you come with your stuff, if you come with just another marketing message, why would they trust you? Maybe they have made a bad experience with somebody and they throw that back on you and said, sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm not seeing that. So you see, without trust, influence is nothing more than coercion and manipulation. Here we go. That is really something you experience every day. I'm sure you can see that around you. And if you're a new kid in block and area, how do you build that trust? What do you do to win their trust? Not just the how we build the trust, but a very interesting quote from Stephen Covey is the speed of trust. Let me just read it to you. Trust and the speed at which it is established with clients and employees, you can think of all the stakeholders, is the essential ingredient for any high-performance, successful organization. Wow. Now, if you need 2 years to win the trust of a prospect or client, it ain't a work. It's too slow. What if, when you speak to somebody at an event, on a webinar, within 2 minutes, or less, 30 seconds, maybe even, people start to trust you. They see something in you, your values, your commitment, and we're going to talk about many of those aspects later on, something attracts them to you. Quickly. That is the name of the trust. You surely are all in a fast-moving industry where we don't have years to win the trust, like if you are a positioning leader in a company. And you really need to major in that. This is a major tool at your disposal for your marketing. Another aspect, how do we influence? I'm going to give you something fairly amusing. I love it, which is the way to influence worst to best. Okay, worst first. Okay, don't just stop watching this video because you're shocked by what comes. It is bad and it's going to get better. The first way to influence is force. There is no choice and you have to follow me. If you're a prison warden or a police person, okay, that's maybe what you have to do. I'm not sure we are completely in that industry. Second one, intimidation. My way or the highway. I'm forcing you to actually follow me. Third way, manipulation. There is a winner and there is a loser. And of course, I want to be the winner. I'm not sure people are going to stick very long with that. The fourth, positional. We follow because we have to. I'm your boss and you have to follow me. Nice boss or bad boss, doesn't matter. You have to follow me. Often we are in that situation in the corporate world. But that again, in an entrepreneurial world, in the social media world, this is not working. It's not very useful. So I think we're getting into the meat of the influence, of how to influence now. The fifth way is exchange. It's a win-win situation. We both have something to win. I'm giving you a value. I'm giving you my services, my coaching, my teaching. And that will bring you returns, financial returns, satisfaction. It's an exchange of value. Now you're going to say, yeah, there are actually two more. Now you're going to say, that sounds pretty good. That's what I learned in business school. That's learned on many courses online. That's what negotiation is actually teaching you. Yes, but there's even two better ways. There is better than win-win. And this is really exciting. So you want to know what are the next two, number six, number seven of true influence? Persuasion. We follow because we want to. We're saying, hang on a minute. This David Poole, what he's creating with his community, serving people. I want to hang around. I want to hang around this niche marketing. because there's something that I really like and that is really, it's actually really inspiring me. Sounds very good. You're probably going to say, Joel, but what is the seventh one? Where is this really going to go? Oh, yes, let me just bring it to you. I don't have a golden plate right here, but you can imagine. What about seventh best way to influence? Respect. Well, we often say this, you know, almost as a way of greeting, respect. Respect means we follow because of the respect of the influence. That is that somebody is doing, they're bigger than life. They are so great. They are so much investing in others, adding value, serving others, that everybody likes them. That everybody trusts them because they walk the talk. They are inspirational. It's not about themselves. It's about others. And you have almost no choice. You're just attracted to these people. They are true authority in their field. Now, trust me, this is really, really, really hard. And this is a work in progress. And I think very few people are actually there. And I would even add, they are so good at it, some people, that you can dig whatever dirt you want from them. You will not find anything because everything is consistently aligned and truly, truly brings trust. I move on to another aspect that actually helps to influence is actually empathy. And let's listen to Stephen Covey again. When you show deep empathy towards others, their defensive energy goes down and positive energy replaces it. That's often when you get more creativity. Just think that when you want something from somebody, sure, you want something and maybe you even sign a contract for it. But by having empathy, by spending a little moment to understand what they are facing, how was their day, maybe understanding some of their challenges, you're going to bring them on board with you and in a much less defensive way. Amy Cuddy said something absolutely amazing. Before people decide what they think of your message, they decide what they think of you. On this webinar, before you even heard what I want to tell you about, you probably already thought, who is this guy? Can I trust him? Why did David bring him on board anyway? Who is it? You know, you will have quickly those thoughts. It's very natural. It might even be linked to color of skins or an origin or anything like that. Who we are speaks louder than our message. Think about that. So what people are really thinking when they listen to you is not even your message. They are thinking, do he or she care about me? Is he or she just in his or her own world? Just about making money or whatever. Do you care? Secondly, does he or she helps me? Do you want to help people? What is your why? What is your reason to do that? And last, can I trust that person? I'm sure when you look at people, at different products, different companies, you think about that. Others are looking at you exactly the same way, obviously. So people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So you understand that actually true influence comes from adding value to others. And when we add value to others, we become actually more valuable to them, including financially as well. But we have to learn to give in a truly genuine way. That's the name of the game. Give first. And then you can expect something back because you have built a relationship with the person and a trusting relationship. Another aspect is likability. I mean, who is buying from people that we don't like? That's pretty hard. So Robert Chiadini is saying people like those who like them. if you like people, there's a very big risk, trust me, there's a very big risk that they will like you back. If you take people as stupid, condescending and whatever, it will be a bit harder for them to like you. I'm just making a bit of a joke about it, but you surely get it. The next one, humility. Oh, yes. Dan Cable, professor of the London Business School, is saying that when leaders are humble, show respect, and ask how they can serve employees as they improve the organization, the outcome can be outstanding. And he shows example, actually, not just in Europe and the USA, but actually in China. Her leader changed completely the culture by serving the employees, serving them virtually breakfast and listening to their concern and their way. What are you doing with humility to say, wow, respect for your great work. How can I help you? So a humble leader, including a business leader, an influence leader, wants to help others to reach their objectives. So the humility is also to lead ourselves, to know that we have to grow, we have to learn. So by leading myself, others might follow because of the example I give. So it has a lot to do with our personal professional growth of walking the talk, of being the product of what we are selling and talking about. So let me just share you two examples of conversation that I had that were really blown my mind. I was invited to meet a fairly senior diplomat in the foreign affairs of Switzerland. And I was working with a friend and who actually organized the meeting, and that friend wanted to present her organization. And we were just waiting to be picked up. And she said, what are you going to pitch? And I said, nothing. And she was shocked. She said, you know, people that senior, they want to be fast, quick, you have to be ready, pitch your stuff, and then go. I said, sorry, that's not how I work. We walked in the room, in the office, for the meeting, and I said, ladies first, you go first. She went on, shared, passed her brochure on, read different points, and it didn't always resonate well. It was a little bit perceived as pushy. That lasted about 20 minutes. What did I do during this time? I actually took notes, listened. Oh yes, influence has a lot to do with listening. I listened the whole time, I took notes. And when my time came, what did I do? I connected to the topics, the words, and the projects that this diplomat was talking about. You know, this is truly my conviction that actually elevator pitch don't even work because people don't like to be pitched at. Unless you know what they are about, what value can you add? You know, I'm a great company that makes paintings and so on. Yeah, sorry, I'm not interested. So I have several cards that I can play. I can present my services in several different ways. And because I don't know which card to play, and it's pure random if I do, maybe if I learn and know a little bit about more about the person I'm talking to, I will know not only which card to play, but I can even tailor it. Now, just one trick, you need to know which card you did play. So ask the card of the person and you write at the back after the discussion a few keywords of what you talked about and put that in a CRM or any other system so you can refer back. But here it goes. What is your business about? Wow, great. What are the challenges you see? I'm delaying my answer. And even if they ask me what you do, I will tell quickly what I do. But I said, and I will return a question. And only at the end of the discussion, 80-20, if they said, but actually, just before we go, what do you really do? And then I can pitch something incredibly focused to say, or if they don't even ask me, at some stage I could say, look, I think I have something that can help you. Because in your challenges, so on, so on, what you will need is a coach that can help you, bring you to the next level. That's what I do. It's incredibly short, but extremely efficient, because I spend the time in humility to ask questions, to listen, to get excited about the person. Wow, great, maybe ask a few clarifying questions. Some areas are fascinating, man. Most areas are. I take interest in the person. These conversations are not long. That was the business meeting I'm talking about, 45 minutes. Over two people to pitch, so maybe I had 15 minutes. You know what happened? Three times she said, wow, that's exactly what we do. That's aligned with our priority and our project. Three times this senior diplomat said, let's stay in touch. And we really did. And now one of my partners in the country where she is now an ambassador is starting to discuss specific projects of community development with the embassy. It truly worked. Now, before I open for Q&A, let me just share you how I ended up in front of 2 million people. I went to the World Economic Forum 2 years ago to a public event, and a journalist from Iraq asked a question at the end of the talk. Now, let me just tell you, I'm just excited about people in every nation. I cannot stay still at the end of the meeting. I just went to him and have a chat. Now, do I do that because I want to gain something from him? No, I'm just excited to get to know him. 5 minutes discussion, that's it. I don't even remember what we talk about, what we do, things like that. 3 days later, I receive a WhatsApp message from him. He said, are you still around? I said, yes, I am. Could you come over? We want to interview you. Cutting the story short, that same evening, I was in the national news of a part of Iraq in front of what I estimated an audience of 2 million people. Now, I prepared my message. I worked on that. I had an hour to get ready. I met fantastic journalists in the meantime. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is I established a relationship with him early on. So who is going to call you? Who is going to say, hey, I want to know from you. I want to learn from you. Are you creating? I mean, this was just in 5 minutes. Do you have the kind of attitude that people are attracted to and that you can be truly an influence to the people around you? Don't think about the money and the business. This is a logical consequence. This comes as a result of influence. But think of the first step. How do I add value to people? How do I serve them? How am I a likable person? Do I have really humility? Do I care for them? Do I want to help them? Can they trust me? And do I have fun with people? You know, as a last point, I just want to say that at the end of the day, we are doing business with people, not with machines. Even if you're doing online, there are people at the other side. Hello. So you have to like people. You have to have fun with people. You have to be a nice person. I'm doing business with people. I'm playing with words here. Because when I see somebody walking to me at networking events, I do that a lot, I don't see the dollars on their face. I don't see my business objective. Yes, I'm pushing myself a little bit to go to the event and to meet a certain number of people. But when I see a person walking to me, I'm restraining myself a little bit and thinking, let's welcome this person. Let's be interested in this person. Let's discover. Would business come out of this conversation? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. If it doesn't, maybe they know people who will be my future clients. Think longer term, build relationship, be a real influence, be a likable person, somebody that attracts others, and really, your business will be able to take off. I will have so many stories to tell you, but this is just 30 minutes, but it's exciting when you start to walk that. I spoke to CEOs of extremely large companies, some of the largest companies in the world, last week. Very short conversation, but very to the point. It's truly exciting. Just try it and you will see. So thank you, Tara, for your comments. And yes, surely an audience of 2 million is great. Unfortunately, I didn't get even the link for the replay, so I just have to trust them that they put it on. But hey, it's really worth a try. Are you an attractive person? Hey, this is so exciting topic, I believe. So I'm going to close now and just leave you with this challenge. Are you a real influence around you? And it's worth the effort. It's really, really a new meaning in life, new excitement. Looking forward to even hear your stories doing so. Thank you. Have a great afternoon or whatever the end of your day on your time zone is. And all the best to you. Bye bye.